Hello and welcome to the Thursday, August 2nd, 2012 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Let me first start out with a correction and apology. Yesterday, I got all excited about seeing information schema in that SQL injection statement. Turns out that actually SQL Server also has information schema, so this code is still for SQL Server, and it's not that different from some of the more recent mass SQL injection exploits that we have seen, so there's still some room for improvement. And then I mentioned yesterday also the Get User Media API in Chrome and Opera. One question we got is if there is a way to turn it off. I haven't found a way yet to turn it off. However, there is the warning before a site tries to access your camera or microphone. If you are, however, aware of some kind of hidden configuration setting to turn off this particular API, let me know. But it's kind of unusual for something like this to exist. With JavaScript, it's either you take everything or nothing. The only exception I'm aware of is a geolocation. There's usually a global switch within the application or even in the operating system to turn geolocation on or off. And then you may remember that last month for the new month, we had a leap second, which caused quite a bit of issues. Well, it turns out that last night we had something similar happen, even though on a smaller scale and unplanned. Some large NTP servers handed out leap seconds last night for August 1st, and with that caused, again, some of the same issues we have seen last time there was a leap second. The only difference now being that there was no leap second planned for last night, so it's not really clear how that leap second got injected. It could be a simple time zone file bug, but it could also be an attack. At this point, we really have to wait for the affected time server operators to tell us more details. And a couple of weeks ago, I talked about the Oracle outside in bug and how it affects numerous different software packages. One software package that was a little bit confusing at the time was Avira, the antivirus package. Initially, Avira, the maker of the package, stated they're not vulnerable. They have now corrected this and said that the antivir for Exchange is vulnerable, and Avira now made a patch available. And Dropbox admitted that it leaked users' email addresses. Now, this is not as severe of a leak as we have seen in other cases. The only thing that was leaked in this case was the email address. No passwords, no password hashes. The way this happened was that the attacker got a hold of an administrator's username and password, and that administrator had access to the list of all Dropbox users' email addresses. There was some forth and back with this particular issue where users claimed to receive email at email addresses they only use with Dropbox. Now, we have seen issues like this before. Sometimes a spammer gets lucky and essentially just guesses that username as spammers scan for large numbers of different usernames. But in this case, it was actually traced back to a leak. And Qualys released an interesting tool for Android developers to test their applications. The tool is open source, and the description really sounds like a touch fuzzer. Now, fuzzers usually are used to send sort of random input to applications and then see how the applications behave. That has been always a challenge with mobile applications that rely a lot on touch-based input. This particular tool that Qualys released now runs the application in a virtual environment and then simulates various input to the application and monitors how the application behaves. So it looks at network traffic, it looks at log files, and essentially tries to provoke crashes or other security issues that are then being identified, hopefully. The tool also includes X-ray. Now, X-ray exists for a while, and that X-ray tool is looking for known vulnerabilities. So essentially, it's kind of signature-based, while the ASEF analyzer, as it's called, appears to be able to look at more random and new vulnerabilities. They say the tool should be useful for normal users, not just for developers, but looks like right now in particular, since there's no real user interface for it yet, it's really targeting more developers. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.